Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to 3 minutes of Tehillim, where we explore one parak each time for 3 minutes. So we are up to parak Yud Dalid, Psalm 14. The parak is really only seven sukkim long, and it's one of the most negative, or I would say, pessimistic type of parakim that we've had. And it's basically, the theme is about human corruption. The humankind has been corrupted, and it's sort of the capstone of the previous parakim that we discussed, about all the ways in which people can become corrupted and evil can, seemingly strive and be triumphant over good. And we talked about last time that there was a Shir Lashem Ki Gamal Alai, that there's an inner belief in the fact that there is really, at the end of the day, there is goodness and there will be a salvation of the good and a triumph of good over evil. This Mizmar Yud Dalet is actually identical to Perek Nun Gimel. It's actually, there's only a few words that are different, and the Malbim discusses something very important when it comes to Tehillim, Yesod, a fundamental idea when it comes to Tehillim. He says that David HaMelech wrote this for his, talking about his own enemies pursuing him and his feelings of despair. But when Klal Yisrael saw that later on with Nebuchadnezzar and other battles and other wars, that these words of sense, a sense of despair and a sense of feeling frustrated and seeing the, evil flourish and good being destroyed, Klal Yisrael attributed this Mizmar to a different scenario in history. And that's an important thing to know about Tehillim, that yes, David HaMelech wrote it for his own experience, and other authors wrote what they wrote, but Klal Yisrael uses these words for all of time, for all different things that happen throughout our history, and we use Sefer Tehillim as the book of our people. Just to highlight one particular pasuk here, pasuk Aleph, L'Amenatzeach L'David, that we say this is a Mizmar for David, Amar Naval B'libo, the foolish one says in his heart, "Ein Elokim, there is no God." Hishchisu, his avu alila, ein oseto. Right, the enemies of Israel will have become corrupted and abominable in their actions, and ein oseto. Like I said, very, very negative. That there is no one who does any good. So clearly, this is talking about the enemies of the Jewish people. But I was just thinking, perhaps, that this is also a voice that sometimes emerges in our own mind, in our own heart, that Ein Elokim, that there's no God, that I feel distant, I feel Hester Panim, I feel that Hashem's not with me. So why is this considered Novel? It says this is what the foolish person says. What's foolish about it? Everyone has their own doubts, everyone has their own struggle. What's foolish about atheism, or what's foolish about doubting if there's a God in the world? I mean, we know people who are very intelligent people who aren't believe, do not believe in God. So I once heard from Rabbi Zev Leff, who said, we say in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, we say it's until in Perek Nun, Sadi Beis, we say, Ish Ba'ar Lo Yida, right, a person who's brutish, doesn't know, Uchsiyo Lo Yavin Ezos, and a foolish person or some sort of brutish person doesn't know this. So Rabbi Lev said, that's what foolish people are. They say, I know everything about the world, I understand the world, but this one thing I don't understand. That's foolish. You think you know everything about the way that the orbit works and the way that the moon works, everything about science and about the human body and anatomy. And there's one question you have, this particular thing, that you think that everything fits into your construct except for this one thing. He said, so that's what is what the pasuk means here, that a person may feel doubts. We all have our own doubts. We all have our struggle, right? But that doesn't mean that you know definitively in Elohim, there's no God. How can you know for sure? You don't know for sure. And therefore, to say definitively there's no God, that's foolish. It's actually not a critique. It's just it's a reality. It's impossible to say that you know definitively that there's no God. And Rabbi Sachs once said that faith is not certainty, right? Faith is the courage to live with doubt. We all have our own questions, we all have our own struggle. We all have our own personal questions that arise. That Judaism doesn't deny any of that. The point is that it's foolish to make these claims and make deterministic assessments of reality and say, there's no such thing as a God. This is what our enemies say. This is what the foolish people say. This is not the way of a Jew. We know, as we said before, even through this difficult times, even through all the experiences of our enemies seemingly becoming overpowering us, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and in the end, there will be a redemption.